Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, this Thanksgiving, you'll want to make sure your family enjoys a really fine turkey. And your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest birds, the pick of the flock, Kroger priced for better value. It's not a bit too soon to ask your Kroger meat man to reserve one of these fine birds for you. Place your order now and be sure to get the exact size you want. These top quality Kroger turkeys are just naturally better. They're plumper, they're juicier, they're more tender. They've got that unmistakable country fresh flavor. When you put a Kroger turkey in your oven Thanksgiving morning, you know that the combination of this naturally better bird and your cooking skill will turn out something super for your family to enjoy. Yes, Kroger turkeys are practically bursting with tender, juicy meat. The flesh is firm and sweet flavored. The skin is crisp and clean. The white meat is melt in your mouth tender, and the dark meat is rich and succulent. The reason? Well, Kroger turkeys are raised in the best turkey growing areas. They're scientifically fed to make them plump and tender. Then they're expertly dressed, just like you'd dress a prize bird. And finally, they're carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. And value. Say, the Kroger low price will actually help you save. So visit your Kroger store without delay. Order your Kroger turkey now, and be sure you get the exact size you want in these finest turkeys. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It's now 3 weeks since Penny came home from Heatherton Hospital, where she recovered from injuries received in an auto accident that proved fatal to Barry Carlton, the man she was going to marry. And though she's not ventured out of the house because of the scars on her face, Penny has been up and about for several days now, and this morning is sitting in the living room when the doorbell rings. Penny gets up from her chair and calls.
Oh, I'll get it, Nora. It's probably Johnny Keith.
Penny, if it's the grocery boy, tell him I'll pay him at the end of the week, will you?
Yes, I will, dear.
Just a minute. Yes?
Hello, I'm Don Hodges is my name. I was here 2 days ago and talked to a Mrs. Billings.
Oh, yes. Come on in, Mr. Hodges.
Thanks.
Well, you're the Hollywood agent, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Don Hodges, maker of stars who are makers of millions. Is Penny Gibbs at home today?
Yes, Penny Gibbs is home.
Great. Maybe I'll get the job done this time. I intended getting back the day after I talked to Mrs. Billings, but I got a wire from my office and had to beat it down to the city for a while. Is Mrs. Billings in?
Oh, no, she isn't.
Good. I couldn't get by her last time. I guess she doesn't want to lose her daughter to the movies. Old-fashioned people are like that sometimes.
Well, I assure you, Mr. Hodges, she isn't old-fashioned.
Well, she has something against letting her daughter make a name for herself. Maybe she's seen too many Hollywood movies. You know, Hollywood isn't like that. Not if you got the stuff and a good agent to push you along. And if you ask anyone, they'll tell you Don Hodges is the best 10%er in the business. You know Penny Gibbs?
Yes, I do. In fact,
she's really something to look at, isn't she? They're raving about those tests she made a couple of years ago and kicking themselves all over the lot because they didn't sign her a long time ago.
Oh, they're really raving.
Well, they haven't missed an adjective. But they missed a bet not signing her direct. Why? Because old Don Hodges got wind of what they want to do with her, and he's going to make them pay plenty for the little girl. Will you tell her I'm here and I want to see her?
Oh, you're seeing her now, Mr. Hodges.
Well, I'll be... You're Penny Gibbs? Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm Penny Gibbs.
Oh, now, look, lady, a gag's a gag. But I'm serious about this. I can see to it that Penny Gibbs makes
look,
a name
Mr.
for
Hodges,
herself.
Look, Mr. as you can see, even if I did have an interest in the movies would not have an interest in me.
You're not kidding. Look, who stood in for you when you made those tests?
I made those tests.
With that face?
Mr. Hodges, really, I'm quite aware that I'm not exactly what you call a pretty sight, but I think you're extremely rude, and I think you better leave.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
No one asked you to come here in the first place. No one asked you to offer me a contract, Mr. Hodges. And if you knew as much as you think you know, you'd know that I wrote to the studio several weeks ago and told them I wasn't interested in being in pictures. Now, goodbye, Mr. Hodges.
Just a minute, Miss Gibbs. I'm sorry. Believe me, I am. I really thought you were pulling a gag of some kind. Now I realize you're not, and I'm sorry about your face and what I said. Please forgive me.
It's all right. You're forgiven.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. What was it, an auto accident?
Yes, it was an auto accident.
Tough. But you know, plastic surgery will take care of those scars, so you'll never know they were there.
Thank you. I've been told all about that. Matter of fact, I'm going to see a doctor about it pretty soon.
It'll be a cinch to make you as beautiful as you were before, Miss Gibbs. And I can tell how beautiful you were and will be. Now, maybe we can do business in a year or
Thank
two.
Thank you, Mr. Hodges, but I wouldn't be interested even if I hadn't had an accident. My face weren't scarred.
Won't you even give me a chance to sell you on the idea?
No, I think not.
Well, you'll be a hit, Miss Gibbs. You're different. There's something different about your voice, your mannerisms. I've seen stills of you. Before this happened, there was something different about the beauty of your face. You could be a star, and I'd like to help make you one.
Mr. Hodges, I appreciate your interest. I'm truly grateful. But the answer is no. The answer always will be no.
Plain, simple, unadulterated no.
An emphatic no.
I'm licked, man. I know when I'm licked. And so here goes another of the old star maker's dreams. If you ever change your mind, you'll let me know, though, won't you?
I assure you, Mr. Hodges, if I ever do change my mind, you will be the first to know.
Well, then there's still hope.
Look, Mr. Hodges, I won't change my mind about this.
But how do you know? How do any of us know what we'll be doing or how we'll be thinking a year from now?
I just know, Mr. Hodges, I
won't argue with you. There's something about the set of your jaw that tells me you're no one to argue with.
I hope I don't look that stern, do I?
Oh, you'll be surprised. Say, you know, I like your smile. That would knock those theater audiences dead.
Mr. Hodges, I think we better drop the matter.
Copy, huh?
Yeah, I got
well,
you.
Well, all right. You can't blame a guy for trying.
Daddy?
Oh, excuse
Daddy?
Me. Yes, Nora?
Is Julie down there with you?
No, she isn't, darling. Isn't she in the yard?
No, she's not.
Oh, she must have gone over to the hill then to play with the other children.
Oh, I guess so. Well, thanks, Penny. I'll send Freddie for her if she doesn't come home soon.
All right.
Say, are you two talking about that little girl I saw when I was here the first time?
Yes, we are. Did you see Julie?
I think that was her name. Julie, that's right. She's about so high, black hair and pigtails and brown eyes the size of a balloon.
Yeah, that's Julie.
Look, I came to talk about her, too. I think that kid's a natural. I'd like to arrange a few test shots for her.
Oh, you're not serious.
Oh, look, I make a living selling talent. And I have to know talent to sell it. Unless that kid's shy, she has the makings of another child star. And I mean a big star.
Oh, well, Julie is anything but shy, but
no, I didn't think she was. How old is she?
Just a little over six.
Six, huh? Can she read?
Well, she's beginning to learn. She does memorize beautifully,
Can
though.
Can she sing, dance, anything like that?
I don't know about that, Mr. Hodges. She knows most of the nerd. Look, Mr. Hodges, I don't really believe you're serious about Julie.
I told you I was. Are you her legal guardian?
No. As a matter of fact, I have no idea where to get in touch with her mother. You see, her father's dead. All the family she has is a grandmother.
I see.
Her grandmother's name is Mrs. Clara Brennan. She lives in New York.
Well, I want to do something about that kid. I think we can get away with testing her and scooting a few prints out to the coast without legal consent.
Well, I'll see. It's partially up to Julie, you know, and really, I shouldn't do anything without her mother or grandmother say so.
Well, you can get in touch with her grandmother, can't you?
Well, I suppose so.
Well, you do it. And let's not waste any time about it either. Let's get going on it right away. I'll stick around Rossville a few days more, and maybe I can take those tests back to the coast in person.
Hey, Nora! Nora! Where are you, Nora?
I'm in here, Freddie, in the laundry.
Oh. Gosh, Nora, you're either in the kitchen or else in the laundry. And I want you to take it easy.
Well, the clothes have to be washed and ironed, Freddie.
Yeah, but you don't have to do them all alone, do you?
I don't. Mrs. Billings helps me as much as she can.
Yeah, I know about that, but gosh, you're the one that's having the baby, Crickets, and I get scared stiff every time I see you working so hard. Here, let me wring that stuff out for you, will you?
You can do me a bigger favor, Freddie.
What's that?
Go up on the hill and get Julie for me.
Oh, Julie's already home. She came in the same time I did.
Oh, that's good.
Here, give me that stuff. Let me wring it out for you.
Oh, Crickets, would you mind?
No, not a bit. These things soak up about as much water as a sponge, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can just put them in the basket when you're through, Freddie.
Okay.
They've been rinsed enough.
Say, Nora.
Hmm?
A little something of interest. I had a talk about dough with your dad today.
Oh, is it bad?
Well, we're not the richest kids in the world, you know, but I think we're going to be able to pay for the baby and everything else without having to go into hock.
Oh, it's going to be terribly expensive, I know. Oh, Freddie, if you just wouldn't insist on making me take a private room and...
Now, look, you're going to get the best private room in that joint if I have to go out and rob a bank. You
but
got me?
Freddie,
nothing at all. Nothing but the best for you. Got it? Ah, it's all done. Yeah, you want me to drain out the water for you, too?
Oh, yes, would you please?
Yeah, sure. Crickets?
Hmm?
You want to know something else?
What?
Every time I let water run out of a tub or a basin, I get to thinking about myself not so long ago. I mean, just before I met you. You know, that water, it's going down the same place that I was headed. Down the drain to who knows where.
Oh, Freddy, you weren't that bad.
Oh, it was just waste, though, Nora. Plain everyday waste. Like the water that was just here. And just about as much use to anybody, too.
Oh, Freddy, darling, I wish you wouldn't remember back.
Oh, I don't ever want to stop remembering back, Nora. Keeps me appreciating everything I have now. You, a home, a farm, and who knows what else in the future, huh?
Wonderful, wonderful things in the future, darling.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, look out, your hair's falling down.
Oh, well, it always does when I bend over a wash tub.
Yeah, let me fix it up, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Well, what's so funny?
You roughneck, you, fixing a girl's hair.
Oh, so now I'm a roughneck, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you.
But the sweetest roughneck in the world.
Oh, hi, Gypsy.
Oh, come on in, Penny. You just missed the sight of a century.
Yeah.
Freddie was fixing my hair.
Cut it out.
Oh,
now, I wanted to see if I could help you with the wash, but it looks as though it's done.
Mm-hmm, all but hanging it out on the line. But Freddie will do that, won't you, Freddie?
Oh, sure, sure. Freddie will do it. Just put an apron on me. Call me Susie.
Okay, Susie.
What do you think this is?
Oh, Cricket, Penny. It's just super seeing you up and around the house again.
Oh, Nora, it's just super being up and around again.
You want to know something, Gypsy?
Mm-hmm.
When you'd been home only a couple of days, Nora and I thought you were going to be headed back to that hospital right quick.
Only a different kind of hospital, Penny.
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why?
Well, you said some awfully funny things. Things that just didn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, and I that you couldn't remember what you had said.
I think I know what you mean, Freddie.
You know what we were thinking, too, don't you, Gypsy? We were scared to death it was true.
It's an awful thing to say, Penny, but, well, golly, we sort of thought maybe you were losing your mind.
Oh, sure did.
Nora, it isn't such an awful thing to think I was losing my mind.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you a big secret.
What?
Well, to tell the truth, Freddie, so did I. Oh, so did I.
Penny seems to have won her struggle to return to a normal life and find new hopes for the future. But will her plans be successful? And will little Julie Martin become a movie star? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, don't let Thanksgiving Day sneak up on you. This season, be sure you enjoy a really fine turkey. See your Kroger meat man at the earliest possible moment and ask him to reserve a top-quality bird in the exact size you want. You'll find that your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest turkeys, plump, tender, heavy-breasted birds that are full of real country fresh flavor. And no wonder. These turkeys are raised in the best turkey-raising areas by master turkey growers. They're scientifically fed to make them plump and tender. They're expertly dressed as cleanly as you yourself would dress a prize bird. And finally, they're carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. So visit your Kroger store without delay and place your order for your Thanksgiving turkey. This Thanksgiving, enjoy a better turkey. Kroger priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger low price will actually help you save. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store today and get the exact size you want in one of those top quality Kroger turkeys. Be sure to listen in tomorrow. Same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.